We continue Bezrat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot Masechet Chala. We begin Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. Now, Mina Torah, Mideoraita, the obligation of Afrashat Chala applies only in Eretz Yisrael. So our Mishnah is going to talk about grain that was grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, but it was made into bread in Eretz Yisrael. Perot Chutz La'aretz Shenichnesu La'aretz. Produce, grain, that was grown in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Shenichnesu La'aretz, that entered Eretz Yisrael, and then was made into dough in Eretz Yisrael. Chayavim Bechala. It is obligated in Afrashat Chala, because the requirement to separate Chala depends on whether the dough was in Eretz Yisrael at the time when the obligation of Chala takes effect, which means at the time when it's made into dough. So since when it was made into dough, it was in Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated in Hafrashat Chala. Now what about the other way? If the grain was grown in Eretz Yisrael, but it was made into bread outside of Eretz Yisrael, here we have a machloket. Yatzu mikan lesham, if the grain went out from here to there, here means Eretz Yisrael, the Tana is speaking in Eretz Yisrael. So if let's say the grain went out from Eretz Yisrael to there, to outside, to Chutz La'aretz, and then it was made into dough, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev, Rabbi Eliezer still obligates it in Chala Mideoraita, because he holds that grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael is subject to the obligation of Chala, even if it was not in Eretz Yisrael at the time when the actual obligation took effect, meaning when it was made into dough. But Rabbi Akiva poter, Rabbi Akiva argues, because he holds that the place where the grain grows, that's not the factor in creating the obligation. It depends only on where it became dough. Since it was made into dough outside of Eretz Yisrael, so midoraita, it's patur from hafrashat chala. Mishnah Bet discusses another case of something that was brought into Eretz Yisrael. Afar chutz la'aretz, soil from outside of Eretz Yisrael, sheba bisfina la'aretz, that came on a boat into a river or a lake in Eretz Yisrael, which means a boat containing a load of soil from outside of Eretz Yisrael was traveling in a river or a lake inside Eretz Yisrael. Chayav b'ma'asrot u'bashvi'it, the produce that grows in that soil, in the boat, is subject to the obligations of ma'asrot and of shmitah. Why is that? Because the produce is receiving its nourishment from the ground underwater, under the water. So it's considered like produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael, even though the soil itself came from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Ematai, when does this halakha apply? Bizman she'asfina gosheshet, only when the bottom of the boat is gosheshet, is touching the ground beneath the water. That's when you can say that the produce in the boat is drawing its nourishment from the ground. But if the bottom of the boat is not touching the ground, it's only on the water is very deep, then the produce doesn't draw any nourishment from the ground. And in such a case, it would not be considered growing in Eretz Yisrael, and it would be patur from Maaser and Shemitah. The Mishnah goes back now to the Halachot of Chala, talks about dough that was made with fruit juice. Isa she'nilosha b'mei perot, dough that was kneaded with fruit juice, let's say it was kneaded with apple juice, chayevet bechala, is still subject to the obligation of afrashat chala, because fruit juice, it can bond the separate pieces of flour together to form dough. So therefore it's obligated in chala. Ve'ne'echelet biyadayim mesoavot. And chala that's taken from this dough can be eaten, however, with unclean hands, with unwashed hands. Because dough that is made with fruit juice, halachically cannot become tameh. You know, food can become tameh only if at some point it was made wet with one of seven specific liquids that we learn in Masechet Machshirim. And therefore, if someone who did not wash his hands eats challah of this dough, would not become tameh because it was kneaded with fruit juice. And fruit juice is not one of those seven liquids that make something susceptible to tum'ah. So therefore, since there is no concern that the challah will become tameh, the kohen doesn't have to wash his hands before eating it in this case. So dough that was made with fruit juice, although it's obligated in afashat challah, but that challah can be eaten by the kohen even without netilat yadayim, essentially. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.